Okay, so I want to do a Ramban towards the beginning of the parsha, talking about the Eved Ivri. So if he's saying that after the when he gets to the seventh year, he should be going free, he doesn't want to go free. So it says Vigishu Adnav El HaElohim. So the master brings him to the Dayanim, but it calls the Dayanim Elohim. You know that, like, I like to try to not put Shem Hashem on the sheet, and I try to make it to Elohim. This is very tricky, because it's hard to know which one is Shem Hashem and which one's not. But just, for now, we'll go with the push-up shot, that you bring the master to the judges. The judges are being called Elohim, because Elohim means somebody with authority, somebody with control and power. And obviously, Lahavdil, Elof Alpeh Avdalos, but Hashem is Elohim because he's the ultimate force and ultimate leader and source of power. But we have Elohim here being Dayan, and we have, I think it says by Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe should be the Elohim to Aaron. Let me remember, I forget if it's Elohim to Aaron or Elohim to Paro. Well, but it also mentions Elohim there. Right, v'gishor ha'delet, and you bring the eved to the door, o'el ha'mezuzah, to the doorway, and you bore a hole in his ear with this tool, and he'll be his servant forever. Okay, so like Eli finding the Ramban now. So it's on this Ramban, it's seemingly innocent Ramban. It's not really talking much about Beis Din, Sanhedrin, Dayanim, but here the Ramban has a very, really fundamental yisod of the Ramban. I'm not sure how much this appears elsewhere, but at least as sharply as the way the Ramban says it. So it says here, the Ramban on Pasuk Vav, Yigisha Adnav El HaElohim. So he says, Lebeistin. Elohim here means Beistin. Tzarech Sheyimloch V'mokrav Shemachrulo. You have to, I think Rashi quotes this, but it's a medrash that says, you have to, the people who sold him, his person stole, and therefore he was brought to the Beistin, and Beistin said, you sell him to the person he stole from. You got to go to like the balabais of this guy. Who's the balabais of this guy? It's the people who sold him in the first place, the basin. It's all the whole story started years before the basin, so we're going back to the basin. V'amar b'Avram, Ibn Ezra says, Kinikru hashoftim Elohim. Now I switch. V'avoshim mekayim mishpateha Elohim ba'aretz. They're called Elohim because somehow they represent Hashem. So they represent Hashem's rules, Hashem's judgment. Therefore, they're called Elohim. Somehow they're Hashem's representative. Okay, now the Ramban. My own opinion. Yomar HaKasev Higisho Adonav El HaElokim, or Ad HaElokim Yavod Varshneim. When you're talking about the Eved Ivri, you're talking about people having a machlokes, and they have to go to the Beis Din. It always mentions Hashem, literally Hashem. Lirmoz is hinting, Ki HaElokim Ye Imahim Bidvar HaMishpat. Hashem's presence is with them, with the Dayanim, or with the parties, who come to judgment. We also have a similar kind of idea, not exactly a similar kind of idea in Parshas Yisro, right? When Yisro is saying, well, what you're doing is not good, and Moshe says, they're coming to I forget, who's the Balfour here? They're coming to seek Hashem. I forget the exact lashon. They're coming to seek Elohim. To know how to act. Somehow going into Beis Din, going into Din, is somehow approaching Hashem. Hashem is there. Okay, Lirmos, Kiyah, Hu Yasik, Hu Yarshi. Hashem is really the one who decides who's obligated and who's righteous in judgment. It says that Hashem decides, whoever will get Malchus, Hashem will decide he's the wicked person. So too Moshe Rabbeinu says that Hashem is the one who truly controls judgment. The Mishpat is not to human beings, it's to Hashem. V'kach Amar HaKasav, Elohim Nisa Ba'adaskel, I should change that, V'kerev Elohim Mishpot. Hashem stands in judgment. Shalomar, V'kerev Adas Elohim Mishpot. Hashem judges amongst the community of Hashem. Ki HaElohim Hu HaShofet. Hashem is the true judge. What's Ramban saying here? He's saying it again and again and again. We have to appreciate what he's saying. He's saying that even though the Dayanim think that they're using their Svara to say this person deserves Malkus, this person deserves Misa, this person deserves to pay or not pay, all those things are truly being judged by Hashem. Hashem will not let something happen if it's not what's supposed to happen. V'chein amar ve'amdu shnei ha'anashim asher lahem hariv lefnei Hashem. People have an argument, they go before Hashem. V'zeh tam ki lo atzik rasha. And when the Sukkim are talking about should you follow Rov or follow Miut, Hashem says, don't worry. I'll make sure everything happens that's supposed to happen in Beis. And you do based on what you think here is right, but don't worry, I'll orchestrate everything properly. Al apir shenach, that's a shub shot. Uve'ilish most rabba, it says in the Medrash, Re'isi, eta, Ela, shebesha shadayin yoshe, vedon, be'emes, kav yachol minyecha kadosh baruch hu, shmeh ha'shamayim, imashre shchinaso betzido. When a dying is judging the true judgment, kav yachol Hashem leaves the heaven, and he brings the shchina to his side, shne'amar ki hikim Hashem lehem shofim v'ayashem ima shofet, Hashem's with the shofet. Okay, so first of all, before we see this, the Ramban in Devarim, and choked him. So all these psukim that the Ramban is quoting, one could have read them a little bit differently than the Ramban. I mean, for example, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, the third source here. Tana luhu rabiskiya barabmi difti vayamad ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ha'arev, last week's parsha, the Am Yisrael was coming to Moshe day and night. V'chisa'ale al da'iska sh'moshe yoshev adan kol ha'yom kulo. Could it be literally the entire day? Rashi already quotes this. It means there was a some part of the day and some part of night, not literally all day and all night. But if that were true, says the Gemara, Torosa Masai Nasit, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be doing the mitzvot, be learning Torah, if he's judging literally every second of the day? And the Lomar Lecha, what's the Lashon of Boker at Erev? What does that remind us of? Be'er Vayvoker, Boker at Erev. Lomar Lecha, Kol Dayan Shedan Jit Emes La Mito Afilu Sha'achas. Even if the Dayan is judging a true judgment one time, Ma'ale Alav HaKasif Ilu Nasa Shittuv LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mayin Tiberishis. He's a partner with Hashem. So this idea of the Gemara is also that somehow Hashem is part of the process of Beis Din. And when a Dayan is judging, he's a partner with Hashem. But it's not going to be as extreme as the way the Ramban is going to say it. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah in the last verse, he explains this idea, I think, a little bit differently. And then I didn't really see what the Ramban says exactly yet, but we'll see in a second. But the Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Yavo says, Hatam al she'amar havi misudin bedin, why should we be deliberate, be slow with judgment? Kedei lahasir yoser al hadina mishar horos. We should be more careful with dinei mamonos, with beis din, than other horos, about Yisurim on Shabbos, and Kashrus, and Avelos, and all other things. Some of the things that are happening in din are more important. Shem ikar gadol bi yidiyas yisbarach. Somehow when we're judging Hashem's judgment, and we're deciding, where we're trying to enforce righteousness and mishpat and tzedek in the world, that's the most similar we can be to Hashem. That's Hashem's character, to be righteous. How can you truly know Hashem? It's impossible. This idea that judging properly is the greatest way of knowing Hashem. The judgment that society and the world should be judging and functioning properly and honestly and safely, that's the yisod of the Torah. Umehem nishtas ha'olam, and that's the foundation of the world. Kamo sheneh amru b'medrash, like it says about this week's parsha, like it says in the medrash, tzuluf ne'aseres ha'dibros, v'shavtu asa'am b'choleis. It says before aseres ha'dibros, in last week's parsha, you should judge the people all the time. V'ksiv la'achar aseres ha'dibros, v'eileh ha'mishpatim, it says in this week's parsha, the mishpatim. Right, we have that the aseres ha'dibros are sandwiched by mishpat, by judgment. Like this prominent woman who's walking and she has her retinue, she has her group with her in front of her and behind her that's supposed to be guarding her properly. So to in order to truly guard the Kabbalah Satorah, to guard the Aseret Dibros, you have to have Mishpat before and afterwards. So that you could have explained all these psukim of the Ramban in that kind of light. The idea that Hashem is part of judgment because that's where we're shooting for Hashem, and that's the most important thing we can be doing to getting close to Hashem and knowing Hashem. But the Ramban says much more than that. Let this Ramban, I feel like you might have seen, maybe you saw this year or last year, for God's Rosh Hashanah, but the Ramban by Edom Zomim. You know the Ramban by Edom Zomim, Ramban al Torah. So that's the Ramban in Shoftim. So that's the next Ramban. Right? By season Lokasher Zomim. You do to the people like they did. And this the Gemara says in Makos, we saw in Tosfos Bayas, the idea of L'chore should have been a Kavachomer, if they come and say this person was Mechal Shabbos, and we didn't kill the guy, so then we'll kill the Edim, Kavachomer, if they kill the guy. But the Gemara says, Enoch Shemadin, Hachanami, it would seem like it's a Kavachomer, but we can't do it. And then it's all Machlokis, Rishonim, what about what? If we do Kasha Zamalu Kasha Asa, by which area? By Malkus, by Mamonos, exactly, very good. Kasha Zamalu Kasha Asa, says Ramban, Mikan Amru, Hargu, Ein Herogin, it's based on this pasuk that it says in Makos, that if the basin actually kills, we're not gonna kill the Edom Zomim. Lashon Rashi Medivir Rabotin. Rashi's quoting the Gemara. Ve'atam Bazeh, so we would think it's Xeris HaKasa. That's what the Gemara seems to say in Makos, it's Xeris HaKasa. But the Ramban's gonna give you the Sfara. Ba'avur ki mishpat ha'edim ha'muzamim b'xeris ha'shalit. The whole idea that we should find the Edim Zomim guilty, the Ed itself is Xeris HaKasa. Shem Shnayim v'Shnayim. Right, think about the case. Reuven and Shimon come to Beis Din. They say they saw Ploni Almoni being Mechal HaShabbos. And 3 days later, Levi and Yehuda come and say, how could Reuben and Shimon have seen that? Imanu ha'yisem. So, and we say, okay, it's a hung jury. It's a seer between the Edom. So nobody gets killed. Everybody's off the hook. That's what we would have expected. But Edom behakchasha, if it's not the special case of Imanu ha'yisem, which is Sam, the two Edom come and say, Reuben is Machal HaShabbos. Two Edom come later and say, Reuben was not Machal HaShabbos. We saw, you thought he was Machal HaShabbos, but he wasn't. Machal, because we threw everything out. We're not going to do anything. So the whole idea that when Edom come and say that the first Edom, Imanu ha'yisem, you're with us, that's a gzeiras hakasav. That's really a big chiddush. That we're going to punish the first Edom in light of what the second Edom said. V'hine ka'asher yavo shnayim ya'idu al Reuben shaharag et ha'nefesh. When Edom come and say Reuben killed, v'yavo shnayim achirim v'yazimu osam me'edusam. And subsequently two other Edom come and make the first group of Edom zomim, they say Imanu ha'yisem. Siva ha'kasav shi'yahargu. The Torah was mitzavah, so we should kill those first Edom. Because the reason why the second group of Edom came and prevented the Edom Zomim from killing Reuven, that shows that Reuven was a tzaddik, that he wasn't deserving of getting killed. If Reuven really was Makal Shabbos, if Reuven really deserved to get killed, Hashem would not have allowed fake Edom Mizimim to come and make the first Edom Zomim. Hashem just wouldn't allow it. Kasher Amar, like it says, Ki lo atzik Rasha, I will not make a tzaddik a Rasha. If Beis Din is going to kill Reuven, that shows he's a Rasha. Avalim Nerag Reuven, Nachshav Shaya Emes Kol Asher He'idu Alav Harishonim. If Reuven was killed, then we can assume that what the first Edom said is correct. What's the Rabban saying? The whole idea that we accept the second group of Edom to be Mazim, make the first Edom Zomim, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. But Hashem says, if it turns out that the first Edom successfully killed the Gnidon before the second Edom came, that shows in this kind of case we should not rely on the second group of Edom. Apparently the first group of Edom are truthful. If he really would have been deserving of being saved, Hashem would not have let him get killed. That's the riot. The first Edom were telling the truth. Hashem will leave him in their hands and won't make him become guilty in judgment. Hashem will not let these Dayanim, these Tamir Chachamim, these Tzadikim, to have accepted false edus and have killed somebody, they should somehow be involved in this scheme, but the person really was not deserving of getting killed. Because the judgment is to Hashem. The same ideas he's saying over here, he's elaborating what that means on the ground. This shows the level of Shoftim of Israel. That Hashem agrees with them and is really mamish partners with them in the judgment. Okay, this is an incredible yisod of the Ramban by Beis Din. And it's this trap by Edom Zomim. When I remember this trap of the Ramban, I didn't remember exactly the way he said it. I thought he meant that it can't be that Beis Din would kill the Nidon if he wasn't Chayav Misa. Maybe it was Chayav Misa because he was really Mechal Shabbos. Maybe it was Chayav Misa for something else, but they wouldn't have let him get killed if he wasn't Chayav Misa. The way the Ramban says it, I think, here is that shows the first group of Edom are really telling the truth. Either way, what's the Ramban saying here? This is the Yisod of the Ramban. Again, I think it's most sharply said by the Ramban, that the idea that the Beis Din somehow is being there and they're doing the Ratzon Hashem and they're partners with Hashem in making the world a better place and a more righteous place, that's for sure true. That's what Rabbi Yonah was saying also. But the Ramban is taking it one big step further. And he's saying that in the most literal sense, Hashem is part of the judgment of Beis Din. That Hashem is there, and he's going to make sure if the person's guilty, so even if the Dayanamar knows that he's the Zaka, I know he's going to make sure he's guilty. Or maybe if he's supposed to be Zaka, and he knows he's guilty, he's going to make sure that he says Zaka. Shema Hashem is mamish there guiding the Dayanam to not make any sort of mistake. It's a very extreme kind of idea. We have the idea of Dayanam making mistakes. You have to see how the Ramban explains that. But there are at least Lagabe and the Pashos, at the very least, that Hashem will not let somebody get killed because Hashem is there in judgment. This Yisod of the Ramban, I feel like, just highlights the idea that we were talking about with Shanabet. We were talking about Avod Inish Din L'Nafsha. We quoted the Ran Ala Torah, the Drashas Haran. But the idea that somehow judgment and Mishpatim, even though there's many rules that are shared between Am Yisrael and the rest of the world, fundamentally, we're viewing it as a Davar Kadosh, our Mishpatim. It's something which actually brings the Hashpah of Hashem into our world. And that can be said even without this Ramban. But Kavachom, according to this Ramban, the Mamish, when basically sitting in judgment, they're judging a murder case, they're judging a theft case, they're judging a halva case. But even that is Mamish bringing Hashem's presence into the world. Ad kidei kach, says the Ramban, that he'll be there guiding and ensuring that the judgment will be righteous. Okay, Ad kach.